Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the amazingly talented and very clever and good-looking Trevor Neal is back. Welcome back, Trevor.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Great. Trevor Neal is the Director of Artistic Planning at Newport Classical. And for those of you that are old like I am, you might remember it called something else. Do you consider yourself the Iresley formerly known as, or you don't mention that anymore?
I mean, it does appear on our website. We are formerly the Newport Music Festival. Same okay. Great festival, new name.
All right. Well, I just want to make sure that I wasn't going to go over any boundaries, like, we can never speak that word again. But Newport Classical has been around for a lot of years and doing a lot of great things in the Newport area. And as a special guest tonight, Christopher Lowry is here. He is the founder of Ensemble Altera. I'm sorry, Altera. Altera.
You got it.
I was trying to give you an interior and an Altera. But tell us about a little bit about that.
So we are Rhode Island's first and only professional chamber choir, the hottest new classical ensemble around, and we formed, crazily enough, during the COVID pandemic when no one was working in the classical music industry, and I got to work trying to figure out a way that I could bring professional singers together to perform in a safe way, and we've just gone like gangbusters since.
About how many members in the group?
It depends which project, but when we're at our full complement, it's about 24 singers.
Wow.
Yeah.
24 professional singers on one gig.
That's right. Well, there aren't actually probably 24 professional singers in Rhode Island when you count them that do this kind of thing. So we have a local core and then some people from Boston that perform and then a few folks who come from around the country and even now coming from the UK to join us. So
That's amazing. Okay. And you are here today because you're working with Trevor on a special event. Trevor, what's that going to be?
Well, earlier this afternoon, Newport Classical was fortunate to engage Ensemble Altera in a bold reimaginative version of Handel's Messiah. And next week, on December the 10th at 2 p.m., we do invite everyone to join us for a classical Christmas at our new home, the Emmanuel Church in Newport.
Okay. Emmanuel Church in Newport, you say new home, and that's you've had some very successful events there in the recent past, right?
Absolutely. It's the home of our chamber series, and we also present a yearly holiday concert there every December.
Okay. All right, let's go back and talk a little bit more about Christopher and your group, and you say it got started during the pandemic, and this is your brainchild, so you're the founder. It's completely your responsibility, right?
Well, so they tell me. We existed as a kind of amateur group that did things every now and then in a very disorganized way. But during COVID, I decided to really make it a professional endeavor. We started with some crowdfunding initiatives, and then before you know it, we had a board and a full organization, and now we're growing in lots of exciting directions.
Now, I know as someone who's been in groups all my life that I produced a show one time at the Providence Performing Arts Center, and we had the Smothers Brothers in as special guests. And one of the things that amazed them is they looked at the chorus, my wife's chorus, which had about 100 women in it, and they were so impressed. They said, how do you get 100 women to perform thinking they were all professional?
And well, this is the thing. I mean, one of the major reasons why I wanted to start the state's first professional chamber choir is for that reason. You know, when people think about orchestras, immediately they imagine that they're paid musicians, but their longtime associations for choir are amateur ensembles, church ensembles, you know. And I feel very strongly that culture should change and that there are professional singers who make up the best choirs in the country. Why shouldn't we have one right here in Rhode Island?
Excellent. All right. Well, my wife will be thrilled with that answer. All
right. That's right. You don't get no respect.
That's right. That's right. So the music we're going to hear today is you're providing is a result of some of them your recordings and some others, or
it's all us,
all you. Okay, great. Let's start with something that just about everyone in our audience will know. Tell us about your version of Amazing Grace.
Well, this one is something that we recorded during the pandemic before we were in front of live audiences again, and it was arranged by our artistic advisor, who does so many amazing, to quote the piece, arrangements for us over the years, and this one is by Michael Garapi, his version of what's, you know, one of the American all-time favorites, kind of our unofficial national anthem, if you like, Amazing Grace.
I want to
Christopher, beautiful music, and we're going to have the opportunity to hear a lot more as the program goes on. Tell us about an event that's happening this coming Tuesday, just 2 days from now.
That's right. On Tuesday, December the 6th, Ensemble Altera will host its annual fundraising event, Music and Merriment, at the Providence Art Club. It's a beautiful space, a wonderful evening. We're serving drinks, hearty hors d'oeuvres. You have a chance to mix and mingle with core artists from the ensemble, listen to some Christmas selections, carols and solos, and it's a wonderful time. There's Christmas cookies and hot tea and cider, and we had it last year, and it was a wonderful occasion, and so everyone should come along and support Rhode Island's newest classical music ensemble.
There you go. Trevor, have you been to the art club?
I have been to the art club quite a number of times. Ensemble, this is actually the second year Altera is doing this at the Music and Merriment at the art club. And I happen to actually sit on the board of Altera, and we can get a little bit more into that later on. But okay. I couldn't pass up the opportunity to be a part of something that's going to be a huge hit, not only in the state of Rhode Island, but also in the country.
Well, as an audience member, if you're listening to this, you have a chance to do two things. You can, or maybe even three. Not only do you get to hear the group if you go to the art club, but the art club itself is a beautiful evening where you can stroll around, and I believe the little picture show will still be going on at that point in time. You can purchase some art while you're there, and if you're lucky, you might get to meet Trevor Neal in person. And he normally carries 8x10 glossies of himself, so you can, you know, maybe get an autographed one of those.
More so digitally these days.
you don't have a file.
No, QR codes.
Okay, QR codes. All right. So that's going to be on Tuesday. Well, let's get back to some music. This is two shorter pieces that you've planned at this point in time. Tell us about these.
Yes, this comes from a program called We Watch and Welcome Feminine Voices at Christmas that we did at this time last year. In fact, we appeared on the Newport Classical Chamber Series last winter, and we sang a concert mainly devoted to music composed by women and music written for women. And so one of the most famous pieces that everybody knows and loves that was written for women, a lot of people actually falsely believe it was written for a boy choir, it was initially written for women, is Benjamin Britten's beloved Ceremony of Carols. So I brought along two movements from that piece to share with you today.
All right. And Trevor, you won't be in this music that we're hearing.
I am not in this music that you will be hearing today. Everyone keeps asking me this question about when I'm going to sing again, and yeah. I promise you, Mike, you'll be the first to know.
All right, because we want to scoop that up, and you know, when I think of women's voices, I'm one of the areas I go to. All right, we'll listen to those two short pieces and take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Newport Classical is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations with special guest Christopher Lowry, and we've been talking about all kinds of things that are going to be going on both with Newport Classical and with Ensemble Altera. And Christopher, let's start backing up a little bit with you. You're a Rhode Island person, right?
That's right. I grew up in Johnston.
That's too bad. No, I'm a Warwick kid, so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so Johnston's all right, not too bad. And went through school there and then on to college?
I did. I was at the public high school in Johnston, and then I actually did my undergraduate at Brown before living abroad in the UK for the last 20 years or most of, training in choral music there and also getting my degree as an opera singer. And so I've been leading this double life for the last few years, touring the world as a soloist on opera stages and concert platforms all around the world. For half the time, and the other half the time, I'm conducting now Ensemble Altera and running the whole back office day to day.
When you perform as a group, do you stand out front and conduct all of them, no matter the size? Because you did say the chamber group might vary in size.
What I usually do about 90% of the time is sing from within the group, and a lot of the direction process comes from actually using my voice and adding that into the sound.
Okay. And conducting has been about how long involved with that?
Well, I started doing it when I was a student at college, and I've kind of kept it going throughout. I had one group at Brown, one group when I was at the University of Cambridge in the UK, and then I started Altera pretty soon thereafter and have had it going in some form or other, you know, for something like 15 years, but it wasn't until the last 2 years that I got really serious and turned it into a professional group.
Now, Trevor, you say you're on the board of directors for his group?
I am.
And that pays a lot of money.
It pays zero. This is a volunteer position, but I'm happy to do it.
I have one of those for you, too. No, but how long have you been involved with that?
We are now entering my second year of board service with the organization. You know, when Chris approached us a little over 2 years ago about his interest in performing on our series, I immediately was interested to know more about the organization. With a choral background myself, I've sung in a number of professional choirs around the country, probably the major one being the South Dakota Chorale. Grammy-nominated South Dakota Chorale. It's where I received my Grammy nomination for being a soloist on that album. So I knew I wanted to be involved. I wasn't quite sure how I wanted to be involved yet. And Christopher, being the very proactive person that he is, reached out to me personally about serving on the board, and we took it from there. And it's really been an eye-opening and exploratory 2 years of just really getting to know the organization and how we can grow this organization to something that the state of Rhode Island can be very proud of.
Excellent. Christopher, is there a home base for you? Where do you rehearse or meet or not?
We've had kind of an unofficial home at Blessed Sacrament Church in Providence, which was the church that my grandparents used to attend. Well, actually, they still officially attend, but they're splitting their time between here and Florida. And where I first met my very first singing teacher, Pierre Massey, who used to be the director of music there. In fact, a lot of the core of the initial Rhode Island group of Ensemble Altera used to sing in Pierre's group, Ecclesia Consort, which, you know, was my musical formation for the first 15 years of my musical life. So a lot of us come from that group, and we're sort of the spiritual successors to Ecclesia Consort, and we're carrying the torch forward into the next generation.
Excellent. Very good news for people that love that kind of music in the state, and seems to be more and more people are listening. You know, a while ago it was like, that's old-fashioned and so forth, but music has been getting very diversified, a big surge in a cappella music, and most of my audience knows that's what I've been involved with my whole life, but a lot of a cappella music going a long way. You mentioned being at Brown with... At Brown, they at one time had 6 a cappella groups. I don't know if you knew that, Trevor, between the Jabberwocks and the Brown Derbies and on and on.
Yeah, there was a really vibrant scene there, and I used to be the musical director of one group called the Brown Madrigal Singers, which is still going strong. And I think most of those other groups you mentioned are as well. So
yeah, and did you ever hear of rock a cappella?
I never heard of rockapella before.
You haven't?
No, no. You know, I'm from Texas, so.
Okay. Well, rockapella is an international group. Spent a lot of time touring in China and all over the world.
Wow.
And they got their formation at Brown University. Let's see. Depending on your age, you might remember the commercial about Folgers coffee.
Absolutely.
You know, Folgers in your cup.
Yeah.
That's rockapella.
I was working the phone banks for a Brown Chorus fundraising initiative for us to tour to South America when I was, a rising senior there. And I got the founder of rockapella on the phone during a random fundraising call, and I leapt up from my computer station. I was so excited, and I was trying to tell the whole phone room, I have him on the phone, it's rockapella. Right. You know, of course, I knew them from the theme song to Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, which I grew up watching on PBS. So.
Didn't we all?
You guys are much younger than I am, so I didn't know them from that. But I did have the opportunity to do many shows with them over the years, and one time I brought them into Vets and did a special show with them as well as around the country.
Wow.
But let's get back to your music and tell us what you have next.
Well, I mentioned that we got our professional start during the pandemic, and for those first few months, we were doing remote recordings, putting things online. We finally celebrated a return to live performance last summer for a program called We Remember, which was a dedication to all the people who had lost loved ones and whose lives had been affected in some way by the pandemic. And so most of the programming was about loss and renewal. So this piece is from that program. It's by the German composer Schütz, and it's called Selig sind die Toten.
Sie sind
Christopher, another piece that goes along with that is this next one. Tell us about it.
Yes, this is a favorite of most church and cathedral choirs. It's one of the few works that we know from Sir William Henry Harris, an English composer. It's a setting of an Elizabethan text. It's a beautiful text by Edmund Spenser, and it's called Fair is the Heaven.
Thank you.
Christopher, we have time for one more piece before our next break. What will that be?
This is a piece based on a Scots ballad, Barbara Allen, and it was arranged by Mac Wilberg, longtime director of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and Nigel Short, who directs a choir in the UK called Tenebrae, who we take a lot of inspiration from. It's called The Dying Soldier, and it tells the story from the perspective of a soldier who's been laying low in the Civil War to his fellow soldier, telling him that he needs to write a letter and take it to his wife because he won't be able to see her or his children again. It's a beautiful piece.
We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more. Thank you. Newport Classical is the event that we're celebrating tonight and what they're doing coming up. I'm Mike Maino. We're sitting with Christopher and Trevor, and we're running a little bit short of time. So, Christopher, I'm going to ask you to introduce this next piece, and then we'll talk to Trevor after that and kind of wrap things up.
The next piece is a holiday favorite for those who like to listen to the King's College broadcast of the Nine Lessons and Carols every year on the radio. It's by a composer called Elizabeth Poston. She actually found this poem while she was traveling through New England, and famously she wrote it on the back of a garage bill. It's called Jesus Christ the Apple Tree.
Christopher and Trevor, it's been great to have you both here in the studio doing Conducting Conversations once again. Christopher, for you for the second time, and Trevor, for you, number 812. It's been a few, not that many, but nice to see you again. We haven't seen you much since the pandemic, and I know Newport Classical has really gotten going full swing again, and those are hopefully distant memories, and as you proceed, I know a lot of nice things coming up. You've got the event Tuesday that we talked about, and then some other events. Tell us one more time, recap.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Tuesday event is actually Ensemble Altieri's event at the Providence Art Club. So I do want everyone to attend that. More information on that is on the website, ensemblealtieri.com, and they can find more information about that there. Our series continues on December the 10th, as I mentioned earlier, with a classical Christmas at Emmanuel Church. That's a 2 p.m. concert. There are still a few tickets available, but those are going very fast. And then we kick off our spring portion of our chamber series on February the 17th with a phenomenal virtuosic pianist named Gabriela Martinez in a program of Rachmaninoff and Beethoven. You can find out more information on the remainder of the spring chamber series and information on how to donate to our organization at newportclassical.org.
Excellent. I can't wait to see you again, hopefully in the spring, to talk about all the wonderful things that come up in the summer, which most people know in this area. That's when you really get into high gear. Right?
Absolutely. And just again, same great festival, just a new name.
Can people actually donate at this point on your website and get tickets for these upcoming events?
Absolutely. The ticket sales for the spring portion of the Chamber Series are currently on sale. As for our summer season, you'll have to just wait around for a couple more months for that announcement. But donation can be done also on newportclassical.org/donate.
Thanks, Trevor. And Christopher, people can obviously donate to you whenever they like, right?
That's right. If you go to our website, like Trevor mentioned, ensemblealtieri.com, you can find the donate button or go to /donate. And if you'd like to attend our fundraiser, our festive fundraiser, Music and Merriment at the Providence Art Club this Tuesday, December the 6th, you can buy tickets at ensemblealtieri.com/tickets. It's a wonderful evening with camaraderie and food and wonderful Christmas music, including all of your favorite carols. And there's even a sing-along portion. So if you like to sing along with Rhode Island's newest classical music ensemble, we invite you to come and join us. It's a really wonderful evening and a beautiful space.
Mike, yeah. I'll be there singing very loudly myself.
You will be. Then I guess I have to go, don't I? We're going to be almost a block away from my house.
That's right.
All right. Well, it'll be great. Maybe I can get there on a Tuesday night. It could happen. And Christopher, thanks so much. And I wish you all the best with this new group. And come back more often.
It's been a real pleasure. I can't wait until I'm back in here talking about the next thing.
It's great. We have one more piece of music that is perfect for this time of year. Tell us about it.
Yeah, one more arrangement of a beloved favorite, Silent Night, by our very own Michael Garapi.
All right. Thank you both once again. And to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Oh,
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.